Please come in. Did you call for me, Rebbe?
Yes, Schrage. Please sit down. I need to talk to you. As you know, my son Rifol is missing.
Yes, I've heard. I'm sorry to hear what happened.
Schrage, I was mispalled to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he answered my tefillis. Baruch Hashem, after bribing the right people, we have found out that Rifol was taken by the Galochim to the monastery.
Rebbe, I have nothing to do with anything of that.
Chas v'sholem, I would never accuse you. Please just listen. I will explain the whole thing. I had a dream this afternoon. Min ha-shomayim, they revealed to me the exact location of where Rifol is. He is in the monastery at the edge of this town, in the last room on the left.
I can't believe that they show Rebbe things from Shemayim. That's Ruach HaKodesh.
Schrage, do you trust me?
Rebbe, of course.
Would you help me if I asked you?
Absolutely, Rebbe. Of course.
Even if it involves risking your life?
Yes, Rebbe.
Schrage, I want you to rescue Rifol. You know very well that if you are caught rescuing him from the monastery, you will be killed by them, and your whole family's life would be in great danger. However, from among all the Yidden, you are the most familiar with the building of the monastery, both the inside and the outside.
I am ready to do whatever it takes, Rebbe.
Thank you, Schrage. Firstly, no one may know about this mission.
Of course not.
Secondly, you will have to follow my instructions carefully without changing anything.
I will prepare whatever I need, Rebbe.
Schrage, you should go right away tonight. You'll figure out a way to sneak into the monastery. According to the dream I had, Rifol sits on the floor right under the window. Also, you know your way around a little. Schrage, please go and get Rifol out of that two-minute place.
You know, Rebbe, I know the Galochim a little. They sleep on the top floor of the monastery. So, hopefully, they won't hear anything. But I'll have to be careful. And with Hashem's help, I will succeed. I shall go tonight and bring him back here, and no one will know a thing.
No. You can't bring him back to me. The Galochim will definitely come looking for him. No. He must never return to my home.
But then where should I take him?
I will write a letter and send it along with you. You will travel with Rifol to the city of Trois and bring him to the home of Rav Yudel. I know Rav Yudel a eldige farmer. He will arrange for Rifol to go to yeshiva, and he will make sure that they change Rifol's name so no one will be able to know what happened to him.
So Rav Yudel will take care of everything?
Yes, Schrage. I see that you're a little nervous.
I guess a little.
Schrage, you don't understand the tremendous mitzvah that this is. To save a Yiddish neshome. What do you want as a reward for your Mesiras Nefesh?
Really? I don't need a reward. Whatever Rebbe thinks is good reward would be good for me.
Very well. I have chosen a reward for you. For this tremendous mitzvah that you are doing. When the time comes and you are nifter, you will be buried next to me.
Wow. That's a huge kavod and a great zechus. I am certainly not worthy.
If you complete this rescue, then you will certainly be worthy.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you, Rebbe.
Schrage, I am an older man, and I will be niftel before you. But I give you a broche that you will be buried right next to me when you are niftel. Just remember, you're not to tell anyone about this until that you feel that you are dying.
Of course, Rebbe. Of course.
One more thing, Schrage. When you come to Rifol, he won't know who you are. He might think you came to help him or something. Tell him that I sent you, and the simen is Tos lo ilum choizel. That is the last sugya of Gemara that we learned together. And when he hears these words, he will know that I sent you. Shragi, Hatzlocha Rabo, and may you always be gebenched.